Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
OMG, I'm back, people. We are ready. Here we go. Trifling Week Part 2. We're going in. We are going in right now. We're going to have some fun. Everything is going down. Everything is going down. Before we continue our show, we must bring in the Trifling One himself.
When I start making love, I don't just make love, I be stroking. That's
hey,
what I'm doing.
There we go.
I be stroking.
There we go.
I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west.
All right, no more stroking. You trifling. No more stroking. What up, Black Reporter?
Not much better than you and yourself.
Everything is good. Everything is good.
Yeah.
Everything is good.
I have an announcement to make. Believe it or not, folks, I am online tonight. I am available to become online. But I do have a major problem right now because the chat room has disappeared on me.
Yep. I think you clicked out of it. Get along,
okay. Okay. I see it says click the topic. And up here, it's not even a player on the stage.
Anyway, Black Reporter trying to figure out how to get to the chat room, see what happens. We are getting ready to start off Trifling Week. Now we have our official Trifling Reporter in the building. He better be ready. You better be ready, Black Reporter.
I'm ready.
All right, get your news together, everything, get ready, because this is your practice run for your debut show tomorrow. Yes, folks, it has come to pass. Mr. Reporter will be on air in Louisiana on some AM station. We ain't even going to support all that. Anyway. We're not going to support that. Black Reporter better shut us out on AM, too. You better tell them to come check you out on fullfaceradio.com, too. Anyway, tell them I paid for ad space. So I sponsored that first show, damn it. Paid for ad space. I'm going to have somebody tune in, too. Anywho, on one note, it is Trifling Motherfucking Wednesday, and this is our second round of trifling stories, trifling moments. We had fun last night. Shout out to Lady C, Miss Trifling herself. Shout out to the Gingerbread Man. Shout out to all those that tuned in. Shout out to all those that called up. I'm sorry I was not able to get to the switchboard, but now I am back. So shout out to Trifling Ass Cablevision because they came and they, you know, the damn cable man stood here for like 2 hours and shit, chilling. But we back. I got a DVR box now. Still trying to work that out. You know, we got the internet. We got a new phone number. We feeling brand motherfucking new right now. Black Report, why you in the chat room? Shout out to Lady Slug. I see you in the room, Lady Slug. On the 414. I see you 414. I'm about to bring you on in a moment. I just want to say this. I do not appreciate Black Reporter dipping on me the way he did. Like, he didn't even text me or nothing like that. He wanted to call me up and leave a message, y'all. I told y'all this yesterday. I just reiterated so he can understand how hurt I was when he did this, okay? He left a message, y'all. And you know what he said? He said, La Crush, this is one of these times where real life takes priority over phone sex radio. What? This is real life. You are alive. You are breathing. I am hosting. You are hosting. You are here. Damn it. You didn't have to say all that. You could have just said, I have a date. I won't be able to tune in. You trifling. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, as long as you know that. And since your ass want to be so trifling, I'm going to have a special guest co-host when Supreme Diva come in. All right, I just want to let you know that. You want to be trifling? I can be trifling too. Anyway. Anyway. I want to also remind folks that tonight in about 54 minutes, okay, at 10 p.m., we're going to be calling into Sharp Team Radio. Welcome to Gingerland Show with Mr. Ignite himself, the Gingerbread Man. We're going to tune in because yesterday one of his callers, Miss Twinkle, will be co-hosting, and she got some Maury Povich, Jerry Springer shit popping off over there. So we're going to see if we can get in there and bug out with the Gingerbread Man. So definitely want to stay tuned for that. Because you know how we do, nigga. Anyway, the 414 is in the building. Let me go ahead and bring them in. Hey, 414, how you is?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing swell. What your name is?
My name is Rob Johnson.
Okay, Mr. Johnson. Welcome to Soul Fantasy Radio.
What's up,
thank
man?
Thank you. What up? So this is Trifling Moments, huh?
Yes, this is Trifling Week, second edition. And basically, you call in, you share your trifling stories, moments, however you, if something, you just want to put something on blast, this is the place to do it, right here, right now. If you have
a trifling
moment, the floor is yours.
Yeah. I was trifling. I was out there on a block 20 hours a day selling crack, and I was out there jacking and robbing, you know what I mean, and sleeping with random females. Putting my thing on the crap table, you know, taking chances. That was some real trifling.
Mm-hmm. Yep, mm-hmm. That sure was. But have you overcome your triflingness?
Most deaf. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And how did you do that?
God and family, you know what I mean? Wife, son, mm-hmm. Just changed my life. But I ain't putting nobody down or doing that. It was just trifling for me, you know what I mean, as I look back on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was trifling. I was out there wild, you know?
Mm-hmm. So we can't give you the trifling award, but we can give you the thumbs up award for turning your life around, and we're glad that you are doing well now. And, you know,
appreciate that. Y'all be blessed.
No problem.
Thank you,
too,
and thank you for tuning in. You ain't got to go nowhere. Just stay there. Stay right there. Don't go nowhere. Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
Give us our first trifling news article of the day.
First one of the evening. And I got to get to the right page here. Wrong page. Hold on. All right. Man in California calls police. Tells them his car's been stolen. They take his information down, get to his house, and arrest him. You might say, why did they arrest him when he called them to tell them that he had his car stolen? His car wasn't stolen. It was impounded by the police. They had been monitoring his car. They had been watching him for the past 3 weeks as he broke into several apartments in his town and stashed everything in his car and brought it back to his house. So the last three robberies he had attempted on apartments, he stashed everything in his car and took it over to a garage. And when they saw that, they came to his apartment complex, impounded his car, and waited for him to give them a call.
Wow.
Trifling.
That is, how are you doing some trifling shit you're telling yourself? I would have been like, never mind. would have been like, never mind, I'm good. Damn, why are you going to do some trifling shit? If something trifling happens to you, tell you, people are just trifling.
Are we just doing one story at a time or what? Oh, you got. Oh, you got.
You can keep going. You got something else for
okay.
us?
Okay. Okay. I was debating on whether or not to do this one, but I was debating whether or not to do this one because it involves a death. But the way the death happened is the ultimate in trifling.
Mm.
All right. A man got killed. His wife severely injured. And two little kids right now without parents because the man decided that he was going to go up electrical pole, cut the wires, and try to strip them to get the copper.
Wow.
You know, of course, that's the thing these days. He didn't notice that the wire was hot.
Wow, that's a baffling story. I don't know what y'all think about that. Y'all give us a call, 347-989-0767. Call up, share your trifling moments. Let us know what you think about that one. Where did you find that information at?
Off of you.
Off of
what? I mean, the most trifling moment happened in real life news.
Okay. Oh, wow, man. That is trifling and tragic at the same damn time.
I know.
That's what that is, trifling and tragic at the same time. Whew. All right, so, Black Reporter, you dissed us to go on some random date. You dissed us. You told us,
It wasn't a random date.
You got to listen. What happened?
Okay, and I'm about to do that. I'm about to do that, okay? The situation is, this is a young lady who we've known each other for years, a church friend and everything, but I decided to see what we could get into and everything. And it was just yesterday that she invited me to come with her to a dinner at a very nice restaurant in our area, at the seafood restaurant, and they gave us free food and two free drinks, wine or beer, and we had to sit and listen to a presentation about this is a bus company and a casino company which put this together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason why there was no what I wanted to say. There was really no, you know, she had somebody cancel her, and she said, well, do you want to come with me? I said, sure. So.
Ew. That don't even sound like you had a good time. Did you have a good time? Did you have fun? Did y'all dance? Did y'all exercise? What the hell? You dissed us for that? You could have had fun. You could have been laughing it up and having a jolly old time over here. But you dissed us for that?
It was nice to get out the house for once. Nice to eat some real food for a change instead of my food.
Boo. Boo. You didn't even get no butt. Did you get some butt, Black Reporter?
That's to be in the future. That's
huh?
It. That's to be in the future.
That's what?
It. That's coming.
That's in the near future?
Uh-huh.
That's coming. So you still courting her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so it's more than what you're saying then, huh? Mm-hmm. Mm, you laid the game down tight last night?
I don't know about all that, but close enough.
Did you talk to her today?
Huh?
Did you talk to her today?
We talked.
Did you talk to her today?
Yeah, like I said, we talked. She's at work right now, but yeah, we talked.
Yeah.
I'll probably see her in a couple of hours, after the show goes off the air and everything.
Yeah, so did she experience your phone bone?
No, she hasn't. But
not
I
yet.
Have no. But I have discovered that she used to sell toys.
She what?
She used to sell toys.
She used to sell toys.
Uh-huh.
Toys like what, baby dolls?
Huh? Well,
toys like what, baby dolls and race cars?
No. I mean the full-fledged, you know, as she said, her best customers were white women. But then at the same time, when she started selling them, this was back in the 80s. But she's still selling them now.
So what that mean? You gonna have discounts?
I don't know about
that.
That's
right, you brought it up.
I know that she will have some available.
Folks, if you are on the line and you have two phones on the line, please hang up one of the phones. Because basically you hold up the lines, and we have very limited lines on here. But once again, thanks for tuning in to Phone Fantasy Radio. All right. Whew. That's trifling, Black Reporter. You go to these little dinner. You ain't bring me back no doggy bag, nothing. You know?
Aww.
He ain't call into our show, let us know how it was going.
No.
He ain't
I did try to call into your show last night. As a matter of fact, I remember what Ginger Man said about the 10 places that he likes to make love to a BBW all over her body.
Okay, all right. All right, Black Reporter, we'll let you get away with it this time. But in the meantime, between time, I'm going to let y'all know this. I've been gone for a minute, but now I'm back with the jump off. And one thing I've been missing is this good old music. So you know what I'm about to do? I'm going to play that good old music, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to get trifling some more. So we're going to start off with some, well, you know what? Let's start off with a trifling song by Track Lacer.
Leaving they hard some crutches. That's what they tell us if we treat them like queens and duchess. It's hard to win if you always assume I'm lying. I'm caring now, but in a month, I'm done with trying. I got a reason that I think that they think that we cheating. He wear a red shirt, even if red ain't in season. He got caught, now they thinking that all of us cheating. T-I-P-E-R. Not a golf thing, this ain't about his golf swing. You know our girls, most of them don't know what golf means. But they do know that Tiger was a good dude. A square bear, hit his shoulder like how could you? All on his voicemail, trying to tell his moist tale. You gotta help me, who would classify as voice fail? You ain't no goody good, but now they think that we are. T-I-P-E-R. Always give a face look. She rub my shoulders every time I get on Facebook. I know she fronting, she ain't caring if my back hurt. His track record got a check and now do track flirt. She know the answer, I'ma always be a man, boo. Black women cold, so I know she understand too. But now the square out here making underhand moves. T-I-T-E-R. I'm only worth 40 stacks, maybe after tax. I can't hold a press conference saying take me back. It's one thing if you wanna down a porn star. He smashes waitress, she a ham and corn star. I play my feature role, moving like I'm Keisha Cole. I should be cheating if you thinking that I'm on the stroll. Let's put the blame on the lame who makes the golf ball roll. T-I-T-E-R. Even Martin Luther King had some flings, and my surprise that I ain't saying they was right. We know that they was wrong. What I'm saying, put the blaming on the name of the song. I ain't dipping, stop tripping. I ain't dabbing, stop blabbing. If I go to the club, don't ask what happened. None of us was messing up. We just chilled at the bar. They play T-I-T-E-R.
Hi.
like Ms. Nay and Tiger Woods be cheating and all that. That's some trifling shit right there. That whole Tiger Woods situation, that's a prime example of trifling news. Black Reporter, you back with me, bruh? You see? This is why he's considered trifling. Black Reporter! See, this is what I've been talking about. All right, folks. Welcome back. You're listening to Phone Fantasy Radio. Trifling Week, second edition, is in full bloom. We're doing it up real big. Gotta let y'all know this. November 2nd, Miss 98 Inches of Black Booty, Chi-Town representative, the one and only Miss Supreme Diva, will be right here on the airwaves with myself, Mr. Crush Hearts, and she's going to be helping kicking off the super fluffy takeover, because that's what November is. November is going to be blazing hot, folks, blazing hot. Woo, we're going to have a good time. That's it. We're just going to have a good time. Everything else is secondary. Shout out to Brick, Lady Slugger, Sharp P Radio, all in the building, in the chat room. Long ass song, I'm just saying. Black Reporter, he was there. I don't know where he went.
I'm here.
You there? Okay, hold on. You there, Black Reporter?
I'm trying to get back in the chat room.
Black Reporter got him a little computer now. He can't get in the chat room, y'all. Black Reporter, all you got to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/LaCrushHearts and click on the little button that says play/chat. And it's going to take you to a page where the chat room is.
Hold on.
That's all you got to do, sir. Yeah. Oh, whew. Shout out to y'all trifling people. All y'all trifling people. I know y'all got some trifling stories, so don't be scared. Tell us, 347-989-0767. So, Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us a trifling story, Black Reporter. We know you got some.
Now, actually, that is it for right this minute. Let me get hard. I want to get hard first. Then I can feel more comfortable.
I want you to tell us a trifling personal story, Black Reporter. You thought we was going to leave that part out? Yep, you sure did, didn't you? You thought you didn't have to come up with a trifling personal story? No, you got to come up with a trifling personal story.
Yeah, I did.
No. You're still part of the crew.
I know.
Either somebody was trifling towards you or you was trifling towards them. What you got for me?
Well, way back when I was a kid, I mean, when I first was on this radio station that I'm on now, I mean, I had everybody wanting to meet me, wanting to do this and the other. And that was when I made the decision that I did not at all want to deal with white women. You know?
Tell us more. You don't want to deal with a white woman? Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
What happened? Sure. What turned you off to white women?
Let's just say their look, big nipples turn me off, you know.
Their big nipples turned you off?
No, pink nipples.
Oh, their pink nipples turned you off. Not all white women got pink nipples.
Well, that's true, too. That's true, too. I'll grant you that.
And they make foundation, so you could lock them up.
I'm on the Phone Fantasy Radio page. Okay, question. I'm on the Phone Fantasy Radio page right now. Okay, I gotta wait till the video finishes playing.
What? How did you go from Phone Fancy Radio? What?
No. The Blog Talk Radio page. I'm on the page now.
Okay, yeah, but we were talking about, don't try to change the subject. Don't try to get out of it. Back to this white woman. What's going on? What about pink titties that didn't turn you on? What's going on?
Well, like I said, I discovered that was not something that I liked.
Okay, so what she do? She threw it in your face? What? How did you come to see pink nipples?
Well, it was, I want to say a 48 double D, and she wanted to see me, and she took out one of her titties and said, you don't want this? And I simply said, nope.
That's it, Black Reporter. That's your story. That's your trifling story, Black Reporter.
Yeah.
That was trifling. Black Reporter, come on, Black Reporter. You're the one who started the whole trifling thing, Black Reporter. You could have at least gave us a tranny story, Black Reporter, or something. Black Reporter, boo. That was the trifling.
You got spoiled behind that. That's what your problem was. You got spoiled behind that bird.
I didn't get spoiled. You got spoiled. You got spoiled, treat, and all of the above. Not me. Black Reporter, please. Don't even sit up here and try to act like you ain't do no trifling shit. Because you did trifling shit to your little ex-wife, didn't you?
Well,
What is that? Black Reporter, we got the archives, Black Reporter. Exactly. Give me that little innocent giggle. Yeah. Give me that innocent giggle. Go ahead. Anywho. This Black Reporter is too busy into the computer. He ain't got nothing to say now. Y'all can give us a call at 347-989-0767. And best believe it's going down in T minus 27 minutes. We're going on air. We're going to go invade Sharp T Radio, Old School Wednesdays. Welcome to Gingerland Show. We're going to go and invade that motherfucker. And we're going to find out what the hell is trifling over there. Y'all can call him up directly, 646-381-4884. That's the Black Reporter. That's the Sharp T Radio number. I was going to say that's Black Reporter number. OMG, Black Reporter. You know what else is some ignorant shit, Black Reporter?
What's that?
There's these websites out here like YouTube and stuff like that. Well, there's this website called World Star Hip Hop, and they always have, little posts. It's like a little blog thing. They have new music and stuff like that. But they also show, those viral videos, like Media Takeout and things like that. Well, one day I see the link, and it says Girl on the Train. Now, there's supposed to be two parts to this. I look at it. And there is literally a girl on her knees eating another girl out on the freaking A train, two train, something train, out here in New York City. Really, the girl was getting in it. She was feeling it. Her head was hung back, all of that. And then she looked and was like, oh, shit, he's taping us. Like she didn't know the camera was there.
What kind of
I don't know, Black Reporter. It was underground. I said the train.
Okay. I forget I don't live in New York, okay? But the situation is,
I don't know. It could have been 4 o'clock in the morning.
Which
we got a 1111111111 on air. Hey, 1111111. Who you is?
It's your motherfucking man, 100% ignorant ass nigga. The gingerbread man was ahead, man.
What else did you bring me in, Mr. Igni himself?
I've been sitting there chilling this business.
Talking about ignorant people.
You know Mr. Igni himself. He is here.
Yeah, you're here, Mr. Igni. Mr. Igni, you about to get Igni tonight on Sharp King Radio?
Whoo, you don't know. And I got the, it's going to be old school night part two. I got the, I dug so far, I think I dug in my ass to pull out this old school music right here, goddammit. Because only way you can find it and still get this good music is inside a nigga like me, because I love my music, and that music lives on inside of me. So I think I had to dig inside me to get some of this old school shit. And this conversation, I'm asking questions that's off the motherfucking Richter scale. I'm telling you, I got questions and music going to blow y'all mind.
That's what's up. OMG, we're going to invade your show for the first hour. You know that, right? I'm going to call in on three-way. My people's going to be tuning in, listening to your people's. And come on. Come out. We want to see what you do over there on the Welcome to Gingerland show. And we're trying to find out what's going on with Miss Twinkle and her little boy toy.
She tried to call herself Slime. I said she tried to call herself Slime out every time I asked him. I told him about the show, but I don't know if he, I gave him a number. I don't know if he's going to call because he don't want to have to answer to nobody. I said, the nigga ain't got to answer to me. I want the nigga's side of the story. I know he want to come and tell his side unless he wants to run with her side. But I said, don't let him get it twisted because I could call his ass from the switchboard. Don't fuck with me. I'm going to be real messy tonight.
All right, this is some trifling shit, but I'm going to read it anyway. General K on Facebook said, attention, this is real. Friday the 29th will be the start of the blood initiation once again. So bloods will be slicing women's faces again. Please try your best not to go outside alone on Friday. Stay home or be very aware of your surroundings. Guys, please warn your sisters, moms, cousins, friends, pass this info on. And if you get this more than once, all the reason to pass it on. Well, I only see that one time. But anybody else get that on their Facebook?
Hell no.
My Facebook is free.
Get your army.
I got that. I don't know who got that.
Crazy.
I'm on my face.
Oh, you on my face? You doing that? You being over there, huh?
I'm lying like a buff. Right. Ever since I signed in to Facebook.
They just be over there dusty, right? You go in there, your account be all dusty. You be blowing at the...
messages, just dating. Messages, letters
ain't even
black
no
more.
And shit.
Yeah, I bullshit you not. The messages on that bitch, they ain't back letters no more. Them bitches gray. I'm like, what the fuck? I got these gray letters. How you typing gray? Oh, that shit is old. I went on that bitch. I had 179 messages and like 17, what they call that, where people be trying to put comments and shit on your page. And I had about 300 friend requests. I said, oh, it's too much to look through. I just clicked off.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, I'm cool.
I
could even do it. Nigga, I'm not, but I ain't been on there since I moved to this about 8 months. I ain't been on MySpace. It's like 300 something friend requests. I'm not about to sit down and click yes on each one of these. I got a life. Fuck that. I'm not about to do it. I said, fuck MySpace. I'm going to just chill on Facebook until they start charging niggas, and I'm going right back.
You think that'd be some trifling shit? You think Facebook? I don't think they'll start charging. Like, if they was going to charge, they would have did it by now.
Well, see, they said it on there.
They
been
what?
Said it. They had been sent an announcement talking about people's going to have to pay like $3 or so much amount to be able to get on Facebook. A lot of motherfuckers started like protesting. They're talking about, man, I'll get up off here and go back to MySpace. I'm not about to pay to get on here. So then all of a sudden they switched it to where at the front of the page when you log in Facebook. always going to be free. Yeah, y'all better, because niggas will roll out on y'all ass. Nigga, I don't want to.
Yeah,
I don't
know,
care if I got to hear you.
I saw that. It's always going to be free.
Lose all millions and millions and millions and millions of people that you done gained. I guess that's why they came out with their little story, their little movie, right? They're going to get y'all money one way or another. They're going to get y'all money. They're going to get y'all money. Anybody seen that movie? Social Network. Anybody seen that movie?
I haven't seen it yet. I
want to
see it, though.
Nah. You
want to
see it? Why?
I'm interested to find out how they got their shit all started and everything, what lives they had to tell, and, you know, how they got stolen from them. You know, shit like that.
Well, the Trifling Award for tonight no longer goes to Black Reporter. However, it do go to a young man that was supposed to call into our show yesterday. He forgot to call in, so he claims he couldn't find his charger. Whatever, nigga, kick fucking rocks with Jesus sandals on. I'm putting on blast. Rico is being put on blast. He on that Brooklyn bullshit, hard body. He was being ignorant towards me. Called me up this morning talking about he left his charger at work. Whatever, nigga, whatever. Trifling mofo. I don't appreciate that shit. Huh? Look, see? Trifling people. What's up with y'all trifling people? Always get on air and want to talk to everybody behind y'all. What the hell?
Hey, you don't cuss me out when I ain't on the phone, goddammit. I'm talking, I'm making money, nigga.
Mr. Ignant, mute us then, nigga. We don't want to hear that. We are a family-based show.
Hold on, listen.
Yeah.
That didn't even sound like coming out. Please, that didn't even sound like coming out. We are a family-based show. No, no.
No,
Jake. You're here talking to my nigga. Yeah, she running them. Tell her, dick beater. Hold on. Say it one more time, my nigga. Say it one more time.
Oh, no. What?
You had to add it. You had to add the end part, my nigga. You supposed to say the cocksucker. You gotta take the bitch off. This is my homegirl right here.
You said the word cock. I'm supposed to be his homegirl. You know what? I'm muting you. See, I can be trifling too, nigga.
No, he didn't know. He didn't know who Crush was.
He just thought you was a random bitch.
You see?
I got your own
problem. Give him the phone, Ginger. Tell him he need to get on here and apologize. I don't appreciate that.
Hold on. I'm gonna see if I can do this on the phone. She can put you on the phone. Let me see if it's gonna work. Can you hear him?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I didn't hear what he said. What did he say? He kind of low over there, Ginger. You gotta tell us what he said.
He said, if you sexy, sorry he ain't mean it, but if you ugly, yeah, he meant it.
Oh, that's fucked up. Well, I'm sexy, so I know you didn't mean it. Mwah. Be careful with your words, sir. Be careful with your words.
Wait, hold on, what you say, nigga?
He did what on the page so he can make up for it?
He said he's going to take you out on a date so he can make up for it.
All right, tell him to get on that red eye.
She in New York, my nigga. She in New York.
Oh, trifling nigga. Find out I'm in New York and that can't happen. Nigga, they got Greyhound out there.
Y'all niggas.
You know what?
Y'all is silly, man.
I'm just meeting y'all to yourself.
I know that's one of your dojos, and just send him to the store. Send him to the store. Go get something for Ginger. Ginger needs some baking soda. Go to the store for something random.
You big.
You see how Ginger do me? OMG, Black Reporter.
Yes,
ma'am. Are you ready for next month, Black Reporter?
Yes, I am ready and waiting.
Black Reporter so hooked into that computer, he didn't stop hosting. He ain't saying shit. In the other time, we can't get him to shut up. Now he ain't saying shit. He into that computer.
Yeah, no, you got your own problem.
Listen, folks, he ain't cut me off or nothing. He ain't been acting up or nothing. I ain't have to correct him or nothing. Brick, you see this trifling shit, Brick? Yeah, Brick in there. You see this trifling shit, Brick? Know what I'm talking about. He been quiet, sitting there like a little church mouse. You forget he on air. That is not what's up. Listen, Ginger, you don't be on my show often, but Black Reporter be going in. Now he's sitting in front of a little computer, and he didn't even make it back to the chat room. He's sitting in front of a little computer. He don't know how to act. He quiet.
Let me tell you something, Chris, because Black Reporter, he probably go in, but I'm going to tell you who go in.
Jermaine.
that's a route right there.
Wow.
That big boy. Woo. That's all I can say.
That's a, that's
the shit right there.
Listen, Insane Jermaine is official tissue, okay? He is official like Scott Tissue. Y'all need to stop it.
He's official as a wet whistle.
Wow.
We have a potential of what? What's this about, Lady Slugger? You sit up here. What? There's a bill going into office about reducing the time for nonviolent offenders' time from 85% to 65%. The bill goes into Congress on November 15, 2010. There are a little over 11,000 signatures on a petition, and they need 100,000 signatures. Wow.
Well, tell Lady Slugger to send it over to my house. I'll write them all down, and 100,000 different handwritings from one hand, and we're going to get that done. Oh, they trying to cheat on the sign in from everybody on Blog Talk, man.
All right. They trying to reduce the nonviolent offender. Well, they nonviolent. Why they can't reduce it?
Well, I mean, it goes back to like your Proposition 19, which is going to legalize the good stuff.
It's going to legalize what?
We.
Why California get all this shit? They supposed to be the broken state. What? I don't get that. How is California getting all this shit, but they ain't got no money? Is it because I don't understand it. That's some trifling shit. USA is fucking trifling.
Yeah,
California ain't got no money, but they got all those celebrities living there. What? How y'all have no money? They not paying any taxes or something?
Hey.
Kind of bullshit is going on over there in California. I don't want to go to California. I'll go for a weekend. Gingerbread Man.
What's up? Can you hear me?
Tell us how California is. Is it really as trifling as it sounds?
Damn straight. All I can tell you one thing. Like, I could tell you a thousand things that's beautiful and wonderful about California because I was stuck out there like a hostage, a prostitute for 2 years, fucking with punk-ass Universal Records. Fuck them bitches. Them bitches treated me like a whore. But it's all good. But out of them 2.5 years being stuck out there in the valley in North Hollywood, the no-ho, what they call it, the trifling. I'm going to tell y'all some trifling shit about California. This is trifling. It's trifling that if you go to the clinic for an STD, they get only one pill to kill everything. That means you could take one pill and later on tonight go get some more pussy. Where I'm from, you got to take 7 pills. I mean, you got to take 7 days worth of pills and two pills a day. Doxycycline, the little blue pill. You go to Cali, they give you one pill, pop it in, niggas gone, peace out, go back fucking. What the fuck? If y'all got a pill that's that strong, I'm cool, I'm trifling. That's all I'm going to say.
Wow.
And this is the most fun, another fun thing to go on top of that. How come Mexicans are the people that have the most babies that don't use no rubbers, liable to catch the most STDs, and why at the clinic every worker was Mexican? What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
That's trifling, man.
That's beyond trifling.
They know.
You go in there, they're like, "What you got? Does it itch? Is it bleeding? Or does it have a drip?" Man,
ew.
We won't
even
talk that.
Does it sting? Does it smell? What color is it? Oh, Lord.
Does it smell like spoiled cottage cheese?
Oh, Lord. We don't need our information.
Yeah. So Black Reporter.
Ma'am.
Since you gave us that whack-ass trifling story, I'm going to ask you a trifling question right now.
Okay.
You got to be completely honest.
I'm listening. Ooh, I got
okay. You got to be completely honest now.
Okay.
If you was having sex with your woman and she started sucking on your nutsack and her started to slide down a little bit more and she got to the tank and then she got to the booty hole, what would you do?
Hold on, repeat that again because that sounded familiar. I'm going to have to cut somebody around. I'm going to have to cut me a nigga. I see what a nightmare. Okay, I'll see what's happening here. What'd you say to her?
I'm asking Black Reporter, not you, Ginger.
Give it one more time.
Repeat that. Yeah, can you repeat that? I just want to hear the question.
Black Reporter,
yes,
have relations with your woman or with a woman.
Okay.
And she is performing oral sex on your man part, okay?
As she goes down,
she starts sucking on your little sack.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know, her tongue slides a little bit further, and she hit the tank. And
mm-hmm.
then it slides just a tad bit more further, and it hit the booty hole. What is your response?
I want to answer, too.
No,
I want to get a first answer.
Sit down. Sit down.
Please. No. Depending on how it feels, I might just lean back and enjoy.
That's what I'm talking
lean
about.
Lean back. That's all right. That's what's up. I don't know. Would you raise your leg?
I don't know.
You don't know? If you get that good, you just gotta raise your leg. You know how a dog shakes his leg? You know, his leg just have to rise.
I don't know.
You don't know? All right, Dr. Ford, why don't you get away with it this time? Dr. Ford is a freak, y'all. He a freak on the low.
He just sold it. He was a third.
All right, Gingerbread. You want to answer a question now, Ginger? Ginger, we can ask you now. You want to answer a question now?
Yes, I would have did a ninja move. Right when she got down, I would have clamped my leg together, locked the head up, flipped over the other way, so I was on top and I would have rolled her face like Six Flags over Great America, goddammit.
Oh, Lord.
OMG.
Oh, no. Well, Gingerbread, I'm going to ask you another question, Gingerbread. We know that you like some anal play, right? You like, I don't know if that is called oral sex on your anal part. You like that, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't argue with it.
All right, so during sex, have you ever pooted?
During sex, I've never pooted. No, during sex, I ain't never pooted during sex. But I ain't never pooted during sex. That's funny that I ain't never pooted during sex.
okay.
You that lie.
Y'all want to hear some trifling shit I did today, y'all? Y'all want to hear some trifling shit I did today? So the cable man had came, right? And my hot-ass roommate was sitting up here running around the house, half-naked and shit, you know. And she went into the bathroom and just take her little shower. And my stomach had been bubbling all night, all morning. So I went in the bathroom. I thought I had to use the bathroom, but I didn't. And I was just standing in. And she kept peeking out of the shower, like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was just standing there with the phone in my hand. And she like, what are you doing? And the bathroom was getting nice and steamy and hot. And I was just letting out these silent poops. And then I was like, I'm pooping. And she like, oh, hell no. I ran out and closed the door behind me. So it's just
Nasty. How do you go in a bathroom while it's hot and steamy, poop, and close the door with that girl in there so far?
You are so wrong.
That shit was hilarious.
No,
I came out smiling.
What's your ass
cable man and looked at me. He turned his face up. Cable man looked at me. He turned his nose up like, ew. I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, ooh. I would have been tight if somebody did that shit to me. If you heffa, that's like being
Chris,
in a shower and flushing
that
toilet.
That ain't right, Chris.
That's
that
like,
ain't right.
That's like being in a shower and flushing toilet and that shit turned real hot.
What's up here? What did you eat last night before you farted?
And that shit was, and my stomach was just a bubbling too, like, bro. And I had some MSG Chinese food last night. Right? My shit was just a bubbling. But I felt better after I did that. Doesn't that count?
I'm sorry, I got tears in my eyes right now. God damn it, my eyes are watering up. God damn it, I'm just retarded, man. I swear to God.
That's my trifling story, and I'm sticking to it. We got 2 minutes before we head over to Shark Team Radio. We're going to invade him in like 5 minutes. We're going to give him time to get over there and get ready. And then we're going to go invade his show. And we're going to have him on three-way. Oh, shout out to the gingerbread man. He over there. Listen, folks, let me tell y'all, gingerbread is on to midnight. Unfortunately, this show is only on until 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central Time. So this is what's going to happen. I'm going to call over there, and we're going to bust it down for a good hour or so. And we're going to give, you know, much love to the gingerbread man. And then y'all can get over there and call it y'all damn selves. The number to call, 646-381-4884. The number is in the chat room. You can go to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/sharpteamradio. That's what it do. That's what it is. Write it down somewhere. Copy and paste it somewhere. Save it somewhere. Y'all can hit us up on the Facebook. Thank y'all for tuning into the show. Please don't go nowhere. We're going to go into this good old hot set, and then we're going to come back, and we should be on the Sharp Team Radio Welcome to Gingerland show. All right, Black Reporter?
Gotcha.
All right.
Know about, nigga, what you know about? What you know about, nigga, what you know about? What you know about, nigga, what you know about? Dipping, dapping, laughing, boy, to keep my name about your mouth. What you know about, nigga, what you know about? What you know about, nigga, what you know about? What you know about, nigga, what you know about? Dipping, dapping, laughing, boy, to keep my name about your mouth. Fuck with your boy, cause your boy make it happen. See me in in the club, got them looking like what's cracking. Yeah, I'm fine, sizzle when I'm packing me a smitty. If that nigga wants that drama, tell that nigga come and get me. When you see me in the club, really ain't no need to hate. Just because I'm with your bitch and we out here on a date. If it seems to be a problem, come and bring it to my face. If you getting out of line, watch me put you in your place. I ain't really got the time for a dumb nigga to hate. Once I pull a pistol out, then you know it's well too late. Ain't no need to apologize, ain't nothing to debate. Got my goons riding on you cause you know my money straight. I don't care how it is, I'ma tell you how it be. When I'm rocking on my show, see my bitch in VIP. So this rock and ball is drama, I'ma keep it cold but stay. But if a nigga out of line, I'ma keep them choppers ready. What you know about, nigga? What you know about? What you know about, nigga? What you know about? What you know about, nigga? What you know about? Dipping, dapping, laughing, boy, to keep my name about your mouth. What you know about, nigga? What you know about? What you know about, nigga? What you know about? What you know about, nigga? What you know about? Dipping, dapping, laughing, boy, to keep my name about your mouth. I pull up to the club, bitches know I came to party. Step up on the scene, they got me rocking Ed Hardy. Digging off a double stack, rolling off a Superman. If you want it, come and get it. You know I got plenty, man. All you gotta do is know a nigga where the money be. I said that we changing numbers, now we making history. Popping bottles, throwing stacks, yeah, you know I make it rank. Leave the club in the whip, swerving, switching lane to lane. Got some haters looking crazy cause I let my trunk bang. Tell I own a company by the name of a phone tank. Iced up, diamond out, y'all know what I'm talking about. Platinum tank, diamond ring, gold grill in my mouth. Riding in the Chevy, busting moves, trying to find a route. Gotta be my niggas, never know whenever it's a drought, never that. Y'all know we got plenty stacks. Players in the club, tell a DJ gonna run that back. What you know about, nigga? What you know about? What you know about, nigga? What you know about? What you know about, nigga? What you know about? Dipping, dapping, laughing, boy, to keep my name about your mouth. What you know about, nigga? What you know about? What you know about, nigga? What you know about? What you know about, nigga? What you know about? Dipping, dapping, laughing, boy, to keep my name about your mouth. Boy, John Sizzle, when I'm repping for my city, and I'm looking for a bad bitch with a fat ass and some titties. Who ain't even got a trip because my money long like 50. Yeah, I got these niggas mad. Cause they bitch that ain't fuck with me. And I'm rolling out his dog on a coupon 24 inches. If I catch another case, I ain't fucking with no snitches. So I'm speaking to myself when a nigga had no business. Cause if your pussy fuck around, then a nigga wind up missing. Yeah, I'm speaking to the world, hoping that they all listen. Fuck with your boy and your gang gon' be glistening. You said I'm Dougie Fresh, by the way a nigga fitted. If she offer me the pussy, damn sure your boy gon' hit it. I put my money first cause you know I love to get it. Keep running, your mouth and your lip, I'm gon' split it. Cause acting like it ain't when a nigga know what it is. Pussy nigga fuck around and I might kill your kid.
Some of them are hairy, some of them are bald, some are kinda scary. And this is what they're called. Vagina. Vagina. They call that thing vagina. Some belong to virgins. They're really tight and strong, but big or small, I love them all. That's why I sing my song. Vagina, vagina. They call that thing vagina. Clams and fish and such. Some smell like a summer's eve, cause they've been douched too much. Vagina.
Vagina.
They call that thing vagina.
Vagina. nothing could be finer than to be in a vagina in the
OMG, as y'all see, is going down. He got some trifling shit going on over there. So y'all need to get over there and show y'all love and support. Right now, we're going to go ahead and head into our own little music set of Gingerbread Show. I mean, of our own little music, excuse me. And we'll be right back with more of the Gingerbread Man Show and the Crush Heart and Paul Fantasy Radio.
Let's hit the road, little mama, you can see what I see. While you're riding with the TVD, coast to coast with me. While we smiling and wildin' and high profiling, popping these packs, out of thousands on every alley. Look over the waters of the Caribbean. We more than friends, such a hair blow in the wind. We can have first day sex like birthday sex. I'm rubbing on your thighs and I'm kissing your neck. I can be your little secret, the one that you freak with, the one that gets you strong and off the tongue quick. Touching and teasing, kissing and pleasing, giving your body everything that it's needing. I love you like hip hop, and I never let the beat stop. I keep you wet like a teardrop. Little mama, you know that you're the best of the best. So I lay my head on your breast.
You're my star. My star. I wanna be where you are.
Baby, you're my star, I wanna be wherever you are. Whenever my skies are blue, I'm glad I found you. She's a freak in the sheets, body is so sweet. Manicure toes while she handle business in the street. She's one of the elite, top six on the beach. A classy woman, give you sexual relief. Little mama got that magic, work the pole like an asterisk. Off the R&B classic, baby, I said that you got it done. You the lucky one, you already won. You got me under the sun. Yeah, it's true, girl, I said I love your smile. The way I'm meeting you, so stay for a while. When I'm out in the street getting this money, you keeping the house cool and all safe from me. We done made a foundation off of this paper chasing. No matter what, forget all of them women that be hating.
You're my star. My star. I wanna be where you are.
Girl, you're my Bonnie and girl, I...
Dirty Birdie, and Nooney Junior.
Is that pussy good? I'll wait for it. I ain't so slim, but look, I pay for it. You must have that five snatching boy be waiting for it. Outside in the project, cutting up over there hating for it. Should I be scared? You ain't gonna have me hooked. Every time you leave your house, house, you gon' have me looking, looking. That's that good dude. I see how your ex did. When that nigga see me, he might just wanna test me. You look good. You smell good. I heard the other day that you got that good dude. You fine too. Thought of your sight too. And even all the hoes I said they wanna die too. Everybody wanna fuck her. Everybody wanna fuck her. Everybody wanna fuck her. Wanna fuck her. Wanna fuck her. Everybody wanna fuck her. Everybody wanna fuck her. Thick thighs and a big booty. Make me wanna set it off like I'm Lil Boosie. Come ride with me, baby, you could be my juvie. Like Spielberg, put you in a scary movie. Got me jigging, baby girl, like I'm finna lose it. If you give me that pussy, you know I'm gonna abuse it. Put you in the lineup, you know I'm gonna choose it. Put my stinking leg in it, girl, when I do it. Bitch, that I got a rubber, I don't wanna use it. I know that pussy good, shout it by the way you're moving. Got me hypnotized, talking so like they screwed it. Got my mouth locked up, shout I ain't chew shit. Everybody in the club wanna hit that booty. Got me blowing in the microphone like I'm hooting. Tell me how much you gon' charge a nigga for that coochie. Cause me and my nigga Noonan running through all the groupies. You look good, good. You smell good. Good. I heard the other day that you got that good too. You fine too, yeah. Thought of your sight too, yeah. And even all the hoes out there, they wanna die too. Everybody wanna fuck her. Everybody wanna fuck her. Everybody wanna fuck her. Wanna fuck her. Wanna fuck her. Everybody wanna fuck her. Everybody wanna fuck her. Everybody wanna fuck her. Wanna fuck her. Wanna fuck her. I ain't gonna leave the front front. You got a beautiful ass bump. That shit is so thick. Look, I can see it from the front.
Off right now, since you know what. Old School Wednesdays. I want to start it off, and I want to start with a question I got right now. And this question is directed to the ladies, but I'm going to need to know this. So, Crush, right now you're going to be the first victim of this right here, circumstance. Now, my question is, Crush, and you better give me a real 100 answer. I don't want no scary shit. I want you to be real 100. Some these questions, some people be like, I won't tell people in the real world because they might know me. They might be on my Facebook. They might look me up and talk to me like, girl, your pussy really be stinking. You know, they might not be able to find no man or some shit like that. I might fuck their whole demo up. So it's like, well, we be real over here. If I'm going to fuck your whole demo up, don't come to my motherfucking show because I don't care. Because we going to do it. My people is here. So you say your stinking ass where you at. But in saying that, Crush, what I need to know is, hey, you ready for this shit? You got your mouth ready to answer this?
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yeah.
You got your mouth ready? Okay,
yeah.
Check it out. Have you ever had a yeast infection? And if you did, what color was the discharge?
Oh, boy.
Ooh, now that is, that is tight.
Can I just say my people that's listening, you see, Ginger Man is very trifling.
Light yellow. Okay, now hold on, let me cut into this. I just want to let all the people know on Crush Show Phone Fantasy Radio, yes, I did just ask y'all Queen Crush that question, and I'm going to get some questions out of her ass that y'all don't get to ask her. So y'all glad that y'all made this show on Phone Fantasy Radio because y'all don't get ignorant with Ginger tonight. Now I'm back on your monk ass, Crush. What the fuck difference does it make if the shit is dark yellow, golden, or light yellow? The shit.
There we go.
I get things cooking. You're sad, you're glad, you're constantly trying to compare me. Put your other underground. I'm like a ball of Hennessy you got on your shelf. So just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the Humpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to bump thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos crack me. I like the rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm funky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangsta Mac. But sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish?
Yeah.
God, you're fat, look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy, I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I'm crazy, allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance. So you're Humpty, you're really funny looking. That's alright, cause I get things cooking. You're sad, you're glad, you're constantly trying to compare me. But you can't get near me. I'm giving more C and on the 4B, all the girls, they adore me. Oh yes, lady, I'm really being sincere. Cause in the 69, my Humpty nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big. I'm not ashamed, big like a pickle. I'm still getting paid, I get laid by the ladies. You know I'm in charge, both how I'm living and my nose is large. I get stupid, I'm through the narrow like Cupid. I use the word that don't mean nothing, like Lucid. I sang on Do What You Like, and if you miss it, I'm the one to dip, just grab them in the biscuit. Also mention that I like to bite. Well yeah, I get the obvious, I also like to write. All you have to do is give Humpty a chance, but now I'm gonna do my dance.
Y'all, that's the motherfucking Humpty Hump. The Humpty Hump. Do the Humpty Hump. Ah, Crush, Repo, we was doing the Humpty Hump. Y'all doing the Humpty Hump with me? What y'all?
I already know.
I'm getting sexy with it.
Oh, shit, man. We was getting it in. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, that's my shit, man. Can you feel it? I do the hump, and I do the hump. Oh, I was getting it, nigga. I'm telling you, this is what it do. Let me get Crush Bang back up in this motherfucker. We're going to get this shit popping. I got callers on the line. Let me get you all y'all names. I got so many callers right now. It's crazy. So what I'm about to do right now, shout out to Insane Jermaine, you know what I mean? M-A-N-E, I got you on line right now. Yeah, Insane Jermaine. You know what I mean? That's my nigga right there. He doing it big. So right now what I'm going to do, I got some questions I'm going to ask people. So we're supposed to sit back for a second. You know what I mean? Let me check out what I got here, because, see, Gingerbread Man got some shit cooked up for y'all tonight, baby. Not only that, I done hit y'all with that Houdini. Freaks come out at night. That Afro-Rican, give it all you got. That digital underground, do the hump, the fans. But I still got a ton more of this good shit for y'all, for the people that don't know. For the one that I know, one one that I know. You know what I'm talking about? That's what I'm talking about, my peoples. I got some shit cracking for y'all asses. I got so much good music jumping out, man. Y'all gonna be like, Gingerbread, why are you doing the radio lines like this? You know what I mean? So what I'm gonna do right now, Repo, you there, homeboy?
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
LaCrush, baby, you there, homegirl?
Oh.
Okay. I'm about to start bringing in some other callers. These are what we call honorary co-hosts. You know, Repo, he's an automatic. He's an artist on my label, so he's an automatic. He can be on Sharp Team anytime. It don't matter if I got down to having an interview with Tupac himself. Repo could be on here. You know what I mean? And, Crush, you know what I mean? That's good. Right now, he's going to be mad. I said, Crush, the first lady of Sharp Team Radio, goddammit.
That's
it. Gonna cuss me out tomorrow. I don't give a fuck. I'm real, goddammit. So we in this bitch, baby. So what I want to ask, Repo, I didn't get to ask you my question, partner. You thought you slipped away, partner, didn't you, partner?
Shoot, nigga.
This is what I want to know. Have you ever went underwater, meaning was eating some pussy, you started sucking on the clit real good, then you start flicking your tongue on the clit real good? You following me?
Yeah, I follow you, bro.
Okay, I just want to make sure you're still there. Sucking on a clit real good. Then you take your tongue and get it right on the pearl tongue, and you start flicking it down to the coochie hole. Then you say, I'm going to stop, cock my tongue back, and start at the bottom of the coochie and lick straight up the whole slit. And when you come all the way up, you got a piece of wet tissue on your tongue rolled up.
This nigga is
what the fuck, man? What would you do in that situation, Rico?
That ain't never happened to me, but, I mean, shit. Honestly, just to be all 100 with you, Gingerbread Man, I wouldn't know how to. I wouldn't know how we would react to that unless that happened to me. So I really wouldn't know what I'd do unless that type of situation come upon me, you feel me? So,
well,
but
let
that ain't
tell you this shit. Let me tell you this shit from an OG perspective. You know, I done been there, done that. Shit done happened. Crush, you hear me? Am I ignorant, Crush?
Yeah.
I just want to know, am I ignorant? I'm ignorant.
Yeah.
Okay, he certified it. Let's go. Okay. Nah. I was eating a nookie. Shorty must have been on some of that sneaky shit. Snuck up in the bathroom real quick, like, oh shit, I didn't think he was going to eat my coochie. Let me wrench it off real quick, wipe it off with some tissue. And she come back, she lay down. I start to lick it. And I found a piece of tissue, like, on the side of the lip. Like, I licked, like, what the fuck? I pinched it on my tongue. Like, okay, maybe that just was on my chin or something. Trying to be all in denial about it. I said, okay. I licked a long piece. Like, what the fuck? Hold on, man. I ain't gonna need a lie. I wiped the rest of them shit out with my T-shirt, and I kept on licking.
I told y'all he tried to
Hey, I'm just keeping it real, man. That's some punk-ass shit, though. I do not want motherfucking tissue and paper mache and shit all in my mouth. You know what happened with tissue when it mixed with coochie juice? It turned into paper mache glue. Oh, shit. Y'all is crazy, man. So what I'm about to do, I'm about to jump to the call line, because I'm about to ask some of these callers some questions. So Crush and Repo, y'all going to be riding with me while I'm answering these calls. So y'all just sit back and roll with your boy. I'm going to start at the top right now. We got the 973 in the building. 973-752, tell everybody your name, where you're from, and get ready for this question I got for you.
All right, your boy Insane Jermaine, the BBW spokesman king, a.k.a. James Brown Jr., the hard-working man in showbiz, a true hustler. I represent the SAC, Hackensack, New Jersey.
Hello, that's what I'm talking about, the motherfucking
introduction. And I mean, when I represent from the SAC all the way to ATL to the Dirty 30. I don't know if y'all know about Atmore, Alabama, and big ups to the Bottom Boys.
Bottom Boys. Yeah, man, I think the rep's right. He raps right.
That's what I'm saying. I raised him.
Yeah.
That's my boy.
You know,
that's
you know, that nigga said my name look Tutu. You know, I'm from Evansville. Nah, that's not an introduction. Well, Insane just Jermaine just gave was a motherfucking introduction. But guess what, Jermaine? I got a question for your ass.
Go ahead. I'm ready. You got the fix
okay,
the
let me
on
look down my list. I got to look down my list of fucked up shit. Okay, my question to you
shit
is. Yeah. Okay. My question for Insane Jermaine is, I'm gonna start light on you because it's the first time you've been through here. I'm gonna start light. I'm gonna get heavy later, but I'm gonna start light. I'm gonna give you a number two question. You ain't gonna get a number 15 or a 20 question right now. I'm gonna start at the number two question with you. What's the nastiest thing you ever done sexually with a woman, Insane?
Oh man, I'm gonna tell you something. I did some shit just being fucked up. I done had a friend, yo. Know what I'm saying? You know me, I like to trip. So I gave her the money. She laid down. She cocked her legs open. Know what I'm saying? But that, and this was, this some trifling shit. Because she had to, I think she fucked somebody up that morning before she fucked me. Some nigga like you want to come on, you can taste the pussy when, come on, man. I went down there, yo, and she laid down.
Was it saucy?
Man, help, man, it was salt, man, she tastes so nasty, and that's what she said when I got there, she knew it, you know why she knew it? She told me, I thought she wanted to fuck me, I ain't know you was going to eat it, and I got up, man, I want to sit, man, I want to sit on her floor for real, though. And then she looked at me, I had no choice but to fuck her, and then she had company in the house, and she was like, I'm fucking, we got through fucking this, we sat down. And then we sat down and come and got girls in the house, niggas and shit. I'm sitting here. You know what the girl said? Oh, what the hell is that smell? Yeah. Man, I felt embarrassed. I said, I want to walk out the damn door.
Were you embarrassed because that smell was on your mother?
Man, I felt so bad. I said, I want to tell you, you could have watched it. I don't know what. I want to tell you, but I ain't saying nothing. No, I'm saying, I ain't saying nothing, man. I said, either she fucked somebody before me, man, and it just made me feel bad because the other girl knew me, man. I'm saying, the other girl knew me. She my friend doing shit like that. I'm like, man, come, how you going to play me right now? Now I'm considered a nasty-ass nigga. I'm like, oh. And then the next thing is, I had one. She came to the house. And shit like that. And know what I'm saying? She got put out. Another dude put out and everything. So she go from Trenton, she can't waste out, she can't stay with me and shit, everything like that. And like I said, I'm a freaky motherfucker. I like to lick some ass and stuff. So when she lays down, I said, I'm going to be nice this time, I'm going to be smart. I go in there and get the rags and everything. You know what I'm saying? I wash it off real good and everything. You know what I'm saying? I like to push it down this night. I get down here, the motherfucker got them, oh my goodness. I said, oh, shit. I said, I got to stop. I said, I can't stop now because she was getting into it. She was getting into it and this and everything. She said, do a smell down here. And I said to myself, she just don't know what the fuck I'm going to say right now. So I just, you know what I'm saying? I said, damn, I'm going to hold my nose. I got to lick it. I kept licking. That motherfucker busted. And when she busted, I jumped up.
Oh, she sprayed you with the fish spray.
Don't you know, niggas,
all right, folks. I had to end it. I'm sorry. The show is still going on. Y'all can tune into Shark Team Radio right now. I don't care if y'all leave me and go there, but y'all can. Number to call in is 646-381-4884. That's the number to call in to Shark Team Radio. OMG, it's 25 minutes remaining on the clock. I see a number here I recognize, so I'm going to go ahead and click on it and see if it's the person that I think it is. Hi, 347-432.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm chilling. Your boy is insane.
That's his name. Don't wear it out. I had to hang up. That was a little bit too much trifling for me. I know y'all saying, LaCrush, why you didn't bring him in on this show? Because it just didn't sound good as it is on somebody else's show. He's reckless, man. He is reckless with it. So I just want y'all to hear his trifling story real quick.
I was like, I don't know where they do that at.
Only over there. Only over there. OMG, yeah, too funny.
I hope I never have to shake that nigga hand.
OMG. So tell people who you are, what your name is.
Well, my name is Rico. I ain't nobody. I'm just a regular dude. A lot of people, I got a lot of Facebook friends, I guess. People read my bullshit, and I'm inspired, but, I'm just Rico.
Oh, man.
I'm not good at this public speaking thing. So what's going on, lady?
Ain't nothing going on. We was just being trifling today. We was kikiing, and for all those that was on here earlier, this is the young man that I said can kick rocks with Jesus sandals on.
Nice.
Because he did some trifling shit to me.
Wow. Okay.
Anywho. So, Rico, I gotta ask you a question. I'm gonna ask you this question.
Okay.
When are you coming out with your own website?
I don't know. I'm gonna need some help because I don't really take what I was doing seriously, but apparently a lot of the other people do. So it's gonna have to be soon. I'm in the process of setting some other things up still. I'm in the process of setting some things up, but it'll be something big, something to happen before the end of the year. I can tell you that.
Cool. Your boy Nuts Magazine stopped by real quick earlier today. I don't know. I guess you gave him the 1-2 to stop by.
Yes, my man B. My man Brian.
Okay.
Hey, B from the East.
OMG, missed it, but we had a Maury situation for you yesterday, but unfortunately, you missed it. The finale is tonight, but it's not on my show. The finale is on Sharp Team Radio, which is going on right now, which is where you heard Insane Jermaine at.
Okay, so what's the Maury situation?
Okay, so it's a Maury / Jerry. Some just some trifling shit, okay? Young lady, met a nice guy. They was kicking it, they got together. They did the whoop-de-whoop, and he laid it on her. He did it to her every which way possible.
Okay.
And made her call out of work. She was in the bed. She didn't even know what day it was. She called into the show. She didn't know what time it was. All right? After he beat it up, and they all of a sudden, he actually, you're my girl now, right? Yeah, you're my guy now, They ended like that. A couple of days later, he moves in with his baby mama.
Nice.
He moved in with his baby mama a couple of days ago, and he calls her up, a couple of days later. He calls her up, he says his two-piece, and he tells her, I went to see my baby mama, she wouldn't let me go, and, most women, I would think, said they'd kick him to the curb, but she said she's going to continue fucking him, because good thing is hard to come by.
Nice, really?
Yeah, that's exactly what she said.
But that ain't the most trifling Jerry Springer Maury shit I've ever heard. most
trifling. Okay, what's the trifling?
This lady that lives like down the block from me, she has her daughter is now 17, and she just last year got married to her daughter's father's oldest son.
Wait. Her daughter's father, oldest son?
Yep, she just married that nigga last year.
Wow. That's like, that's a, ew, wait, that's like her, that's her daughter's stepbrother.
Yeah, pretty much.
It took a minute for it to register, but I got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking trifling mofos.
And they act like that shit is, like, normal, like, it's cool. They supposedly mad at one of my peoples because his wife is related to them, and he didn't let his 10-year-old daughter go to the wedding, because he told them, look, I don't want my daughter thinking that shit is normal or cool, and so my whole family is mad at him for not letting the 10-year-old go to the wedding.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. I see Miss Trifling Lady C decided to bring her trifling ass on. Hi, Lady C.
Hi.
How you doing, Miss Talker?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, Miss Lady C, we on the air with Mr. Brooklyn Bullshit himself, Rico.
Wow.
He's a blogger. We're going to call you a blogger, Rico. You're a blogger.
Okay.
But Rico like to speak the truth on some trifling shit that happens in our everyday. So I decided to invite him to Trifling Week now. His trifling ass didn't show up when he was supposed to, so now he just wants the ending of our show.
Yeah, his trifling ass fell asleep and just woke up.
Mm-hmm. His trifling ass always doing something trifling. Yeah. Yesterday, his trifling ass left his charger at work.
Yeah, and the battery died.
The whole show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see the difference between me and other people is I actually acknowledge that I ain't shit and I'm trifling and, you know, certain.
Don't make any difference. It still ain't shit. No, just
like. Okay. I accept it.
No, you're sexy.
Thank you.
I got a little crush on him, Lady C. I got a little crush on Rico.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Thank you.
You know that's why he only on here, right? Anybody else I want to give him food? I want to end the show mad early. Just hung up on him.
You know, I feel special.
OMG! Okay, so folks, I was supposed to have a special guest on next tomorrow, but I guess time slipped away from me. I don't think he's going to be coming in tomorrow. But do not worry. Do not fear. He will make it here. We will have a special guest. I think I'm going to try to get him in December because next week we are packed. You want to tune in, Rico, next week? Well, you're
going to
be
there. No, I'll be tuned in.
Mm-hmm.
Leave a call and
Oh, 98 inches of booty going to be here, so you better get some questions ready for her.
Oh, Katrina, the Supreme Diva.
Mm-hmm. Miss Supreme Diva, bless our airways next Tuesday at 9 p.m.
Okay.
Live on air with me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get up in her professional business. I want to know what's going on with Mr. She's going to help kick off Super Fluffy Takeover.
Wow.
Because the week after that is my birthday. Number 3 in full effect. And I'll be 30. Oh, Lord.
That's a good age.
I haven't been saying that out loud, right? That's a good age. I'm going to be 20 all over again.
I'm one of my Facebook friends today. So I'm going to be 29 for the fourth year in a row.
Nope, I don't want to be 29. I want to be 21.
Okay,
I want to be 25.
I do. Yes,
be legal. I'm still young, but I got some maturity to me. I'll stay 25.
Okay.
You expect much, but you don't expect much from a 25-year-old. So I'm going to say 25. I'm 25. I'm going to be 25
battery,
for 6 or 9 years.
My battery's about to die again. So we'll
says
talk to you later on. I know I'm trifling. I ain't shit. I told you I accept it and acknowledge it.
I just had to let everybody else know that too.
Okay.
All right. Thank
have
you,
a great
Rico.
Night. Thank you.
You too, Rico.
Later.
Later. Trifling ass Lady C. Now we're going to get in your ass. What made you scroll on here a half an hour to the end of the show? Because I seen when you called and hung up. I seen that.
Oh, well, see, I hung up because I was with my grandbabies.
Uh-huh.
I have an alter ego that I have to do things with on certain nights, so, hey.
Okay. Blame it on the babies.
Yeah.
Oh, we was on a gingerbread show. We're going to go back to the gingerbread show because he got some trifling mofo stuff going on over there. I'm going to go ahead and call in and see if we can find out what's going on with Miss Twinkle Twinkle, her trifling situation. We got 13 minutes remaining on the clock, so I'm going to do that. But y'all can't call on your own, 646-381-4884. That's 646-381-4884. And just give me 1 second. All right, Lady C. So, Lady C, give us one of your little trifling stories. We're going to end it like that. We'll play our good song, and we'll just ride out. And we're going to go over to the Gingerbread Man show.
Trifling story.
I
haven't been trifling lately.
What have I happened to the young man that rolled up on your window? Young man,
well,
through my window. What's up with him?
Well, he's living with someone. Oh, well, that could be trifling. Got to find out that he was living with someone and was engaged to her.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, he can be trifling. Yeah, that's trifling. Wow.
You know, He didn't tell me at first that there was something. He's going to be friends with benefits. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm moving in with my fiancé. No.
Wow. On that note, I'm going to ask you this last question. We're going to head into our last song. And then don't forget, y'all, we'll be back on air tomorrow night at 9 p.m. at regular time, regular scheduled time, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Lady C, final question. Would you pose nude for Playboy if they offered you $1 million?
Yes.
That's what it do, Hugh. Hugh Hefner. We ready for you, baby.
What's Gingerbread's number?
His number, once again, folks, 646-381-4884.
Okay.
We're going to tune into him, and on that note, we're going to ride out. Yep, I said it. We're going to ride out with some fiend. I want it. And then y'all going to hear me over on the Sharp Team Radio. Later, folks. I'll miss y'all.
Later.
baby perfume on. New outfit, new song. From across the club, I whispered you wrong. Looking like one hit and you gone. My homies like, Playboy, what you on? Hair dead, weave all natural. Damn, love you, chick, I ain't mad at you. To keep it funky, nothing in here bad as you. What's your name? And I'm trying to grab an ass on you. I could juke you down, put a smile on that brown, even help you lose that clown. Her dancing on me gave me rock hard bone. DJ, don't stop, play that song. She break her back, she can do it all night long. Vampire, bit her neck and we gone. Open that mouth and that pussy lie. Do it, get Katrina wet, no pussy lie. That mouth and that pussy lie. Do it, get Katrina wet and all pussy lie. I want it, like I own it. I want it, girl, let me own it. I want it, like I own it. I want it. I want it, like I own it. I want it, girl, let me own it. I want it, like I own it. Magazine, find La Mama trophy. She eye candy and taste even sweeter. Put Starburst in her pussy. Why lie? I'm a eater. I'm high and I need her. And she syrup by the liter. Brown sugar swing. What a mall. I'm a treater. Then beat her. Put a cat like a stole some. And put her to sleep. Then roll some. I wake her back up to bring her back up. Stirring like some motherfucking coffee. And why slack up? Fuck that porn shit door. And she love it. Stroke her same time as I rub it. My little nympho, tell me boy, pull over. Boy, what me daddy, you a soldier. So I get at her like we never met before. I'm in the air like if we fucking let me know. If it's a go. Or that mouth and that pussy lie. Katrina wet, no pussy lie. With that mouth and that pussy lie. Do it, get Katrina wet, no pussy lie. I want it, like I own it. I want it, girl, let me own it. I want it, like I own it. I want it. I want it.
Now we're too hot to work anywhere in this country.
So we go abroad.
How about we go?
On to 5 o'clock.
Good. Where are we going?
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam it is. Clock's running, guys. Let's go.
I've never been to Amsterdam.
German girls are really hot.
Yeah.